All right. I'm so excited to welcome our guest. And again, you're listening to KXCI Tucson. This is the home stretch. Maybe you're listening on 91.3 or streaming online at kxci.org. We're broadcasting live from Historic Hotel Congress. And I'm here with one of our Wednesday night hosts, Pepe, and special guest Mark Guerrero, East LA music historian and musician, and has been performing since he was 12 years old, often with his late father, Tucson's own Lalo Guerrero. He is playing two back-to-back shows tonight at the Century Room with the Reckless Night Ensemble, and promises to bring some Mexicali cool, so I hear. And we're just going to chat a little bit and talk about all things music. So let's just make sure the mic's working. Hi, welcome to the show.
How are you? Thank you.
I'm nice to be great. Here. Hi, Pepe.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, okay. All right.
You're honored with Lalo's own son.
Yes. Yes. It is. I just feel like it's such an honor for you to be here, and I know you've been playing music for a long time and playing shows with your dad, and I'm sure that you were influenced by your dad in your musical career. Can you just spend some time telling us how you were influenced?
Yeah, well, first of all, growing up with him in the house, you know, he'd be writing songs in his underwear, you know, around the house all the time. And music was always around, and it's in my DNA, so I probably had no choice in the matter. But truthfully, because my parents raised me mainly speaking English,
okay,
and my brother, I knew his music, I loved his music, but of course I was into, you know, the Beatles, and you know, when I was a kid, Elvis and all that stuff.
You were singing the Kinks earlier, word by word.
Yeah, so I mean, I grew up with, you know, Beatles, Dylan, Motown, the whole 60s stuff, and... But then in the 70s, you know, I got a little more Latinized, and I majored in Chicano studies, got a degree. I started writing more music that was Latino and Chicano influenced. And then our musics really came together, and we started writing together more, and we wound up performing quite a bit together. And, you know, yeah, his music is just part of me. And when I made this EP, I was just sort of channeling him. It was like, it was just there, you know, just, you know. So, yeah, he had great influence, and nobody like him.
I was going to ask about the EP. Let me just grab it. It's Mark Guerrero sings Lalo Guerrero, and you released this in 2021.
I think it was last year, wasn't it? Well, maybe it was. Time flies.
Well, I know the pandemic. So I'm wondering, were you like practicing over the pandemic, or how did this come about?
No, we recorded it before the pandemic.
Okay.
And we did a couple of shows before the pandemic. Yeah.
Okay. Great. So I want to talk to you about, in researching you visiting the show, I went back and watched a video of you playing with your dad in 1999 in Tucson. And do you remember that show?
Of course. Very special. Yes.
Can you tell us about it, how you felt?
Well, it was when they were unveiling those murals right here down the street by the underpass with all those wonderful tile murals, and one of them is my dad and his old partner from Los Carlistas, Goyo Escalante. Yeah. So it was for that. So they closed down the street, put up a stage. My dad came wearing a zoot suit and a hat with a feather, and I brought, I had put together a band, and we had done quite a few shows with my dad, and I called it, it was Lalo Guerrero with Mark Guerrero and the Second Generation Band, because we were all second generation. My dad was first generation.
Okay.
And guys my age, and a great band. And we did a whole show out there, did all the Pachuco stuff, and we did a couple of my things. And just to do it out on the street, people were dancing in the street, and the mural behind us. And just by luck, we had this professional videographer happen to videotape everything, and I wound up with the tapes, so I threw them on Facebook where they live. So if you just go on, I'm sorry, Facebook, YouTube. If you go to YouTube, put in Lalo Guerrero, 1999, Tucson mural dedication, you'll see the videos. They're great.
Yeah, they are. They're amazing.
I'm surprised you recognize, because I had a ponytail, my hair back. I was 20 years younger, 20 pounds heavier, lighter.
You do look like a spry young man in the video.
I'm the same person, believe me. No facial hair then. Yeah.
We believe you. Okay. We believe you. Were you there at that show, Pepe?
I don't know why, but I missed it for some reason. I might have been out of town.
Oh, okay.
I went to a couple of record shows in 99. I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
It breaks my heart that I missed it, but being such a big fan of Lalo Guerrero and Mark Guerrero. So, oh man, but I'm going to watch it again. I watched it one time before on Mark said on YouTube. So yeah, it's a historic event and that picture of Lalo was pulled out of random. They didn't even know at the time it was your dad, which is ironic or kind of fantastic that they're lucky that they pulled that one out, you know.
One song that I watched, which was so fun, was On the Boulevard.
Well, that's my song, yeah.
Yeah, and you were ripping it on the guitar.
Thank you.
And your dad's playing the wheedle.
Yeah, right.
You're right, the little gourd with the drumstick.
Yes, it makes my backup musician there.
Yeah,
on
the
wheedle.
Scratchy sound, if you're not familiar with what that is. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I feel like you write a lot about in your blogs is the East LA sound.
Yes.
So can you describe what that is?
Yeah, it was really just amazing. You know how there are things that happen, like with the explosion in Liverpool during the Beatle era or the grunge thing in Seattle. There are certain things that just pop up in a region. In East LA in the early 60s, there was a huge boom of countless young teenage bands, countless teenage venues. You know, you don't see place with teenage venues. There were tons of church halls and union halls and school halls. And so there were dances every weekend, Friday, Saturdays. And my band, Mark and the Escorts, we were playing every weekend. And, you know, when I was 14 years old, you know, in junior high. And a lot of hit records came out of there. Cannibal and the Headhunters with Land of a Thousand Dances had a national hit. They toured with the Beatles. The Blendells.
The Midnighters, yeah.
The Blendells had a national hit. The Premiers, Farmer John, Midnighters, all came out of that scene. And then late 60s, El Chicano, and then eventually Tierra and Los Lobos, all that came out of this East LA sound. So because it doesn't get its fair share of publicity, I've kind of dedicated my time to trying to chronicle the history of that era and of East LA music in general and of Chicano rock in general. I've spent the last 25 years doing that with countless articles, interviews. I got a Zoom show right now on YouTube called Mark Guerrero's East LA Music Stories. I've already done 22 episodes interviewing different people. And then I got a podcast, Chicano Music Chronicles. I've interviewed 41 people, including Trini Lopez, Chris Montez, Los Lobos, War. And so I'm just heavy into just chronicling and documenting everything.
Music historian indeed. And those are some big names, you know.
I decided somebody had to do it.
Yeah, somebody had to do it, and we're glad that you did. And we couldn't have thought of a better person.
Thank you.
To do all of that for future generations and recording the information so that we don't lose that.
Yes.
Thank you. We're going to play a track off Mark Guerrero Sings Lalo Guerrero with the Reckless Night Ensemble. You're listening to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. I'm Amy A. This is the home stretch. I'm here with Pepe and Mark Guerrero. And we're just talking a little bit about the East LA sound. And Mark is playing tonight at the Century Room. I'll tell you more about that when we come back. We're going to play Do You Believe in Reincarnation? Do you want to just set up the song in a sec?
Well, it's interesting. Because of, really discrimination, a lot of other things, my dad was capable of singing equally great in English and in Spanish and writing in both languages. He was fluent and could sing in English without an accent, talk without an accent, totally bilingual. But the record companies would not let him sing in English because he looked too Mexican. And so they thought, well, you can't be singing to America like Vic Damone, you know. You look like Cochise, you know. So he just, you know, so 95% of what he ever recorded was in Spanish. He loved it, but he had no choice. But once in a while, he was able to squeeze in something in English. And here's one that he wrote and recorded in the mid-50s that I did a new version of. And I think it's as good as anything Elvis or anybody else did at the time.
Here we go.
Do It must be true, baby, I remember you. Haven't I loved you somewhere before? Was it in France in the days of Napoleon? Or was it England in 1604? Were you a queen, baby? Because I know I've seen those lovely eyes of yours somewhere before. Was it on the banks of the Nile? Or was it in old Tripoli? Put me in a trance for a while. It'll all come back to me. I loved you then and I love you now. And when I die, I'll be born again. I won't despair, baby, I'll find you somehow. And then I'll love you all over again. Was it on the banks of the Nile? Or was it in old Tripoli? Put me in a trance for a while. It'll all come back to me. I loved you then and I love you now. Somehow, and then I'll love you all over again. I'm gonna love you all over again. I'm gonna love you all over again. Yes, I'm gonna love you all over again.
You're listening to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. I'm Amy A. This is the home stretch, and we're broadcasting live from Historic Hotel Congress. I'm here with Pepe, host of Sabordo Barrio, which is a show on Wednesday nights here on KXCI. I'm sure you have listened to it. And special guest, Mark Guerrero, East LA music historian, musician, and he's been performing since he is 12 years, he's not 12 years old now, obviously, but since he was 12 years old, and he performed very often with his late father, Tucson's own Lalo Guerrero. He is playing two back-to-back shows tonight at the Century Room with the Reckless Night Ensemble and promises to bring some Mexicali cool. And we are so glad to have you here with us today.
Happy to be here.
Thanks. And Pepe, we're glad you're here too.
Well, thank you very much. And by the way, Mark's doing two shows at 7 and at 9. So if you missed the 7 o'clock show, you can come and catch the 9 o'clock show.
Correct.
Yes, two shows back to back. So we're going to talk about what's in store for the shows in a second. But first, I have a burning question for you, Mark, about your dad, Lalo. And did he talk about growing up in Tucson to you? And can you share that with us?
Yes, quite a bit. But I'm really happy that about maybe 10, 15 years before he passed, I interviewed him on DAT tape about his whole life. And I got all these reels of just talking about his whole career and his life. And the first tape is all about growing up in Tucson. And he basically said that, they were very poor. They lived on the Mexican side of the tracks, literally. But he said, we didn't realize we were poor because they were in their own world there. They didn't see what the other people on the other side of the tracks had. And he said he had such a happy childhood, running up a mountain and swimming in the irrigation ditches. They didn't have any pools. And he just had a hell of a time. And he said those are the happiest days of his life, growing up in Tucson as a kid and a teenager.
He's not the only Tucsonan I've heard about swimming in irrigation ditches out here. I think it was a thing, for sure. Yeah. So you're playing tonight, you're playing with, what's the ensemble's name?
The Reckless Night Ensemble. It's The leader of the group is Skip Heller.
Okay.
Who is quite a musician, a composer.
Very famous in Tucson, yeah.
Arranger in many genres.
And can you... I read that there are some jazzy remixes of your father's work. Is it...
I'm not so sure.
What would you describe then?
Well, I don't know. I think what Skip did, which is so exciting for me, is he literally transcribed the arrangements from my dad's old records.
Oh.
So when I'm singing songs that he did in the late 40s, early 50s, it's those arrangements with the, you know, it could be a piccolo and a sax and an upright bass. And it's an old school band with those old school arrangements. So in my life, when I've done my dad's stuff before, it's with a rock band. I mean, Chico Suaves, whatever. But to do them where it's like my dad's arrangements is really thrilling.
So it's more true to the original,
yes, absolutely
original style that you might hear in 1940.
Yeah.
Hmm. And
but
how
yet it's still swinging and jazzy.
Yeah. Well.
And hip.
Is it dancey?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's forever hip.
Forever hip. Forever hip.
And the group is a larger ensemble, which
eight, nine pieces.
So it's going to be nice and.
Full.
Nice and full, yeah. So it's going to be a great time for all. So come on down to Century Room here at Hotel Congress.
You can dance to it, too.
Yes, that's so exciting. So tell us what's in store for you in the future. What's Mark up to?
Well, I'm still writing, recording, like doing the same thing I've done my whole life. You know, back in the 70s, I recorded for Capitol Records. I had two singles out as a solo artist. I was produced by Lou Adler, who produced The Mamas and the Papas, Carole King. I recorded an album and single for A&M Records with my band Tango. So I have a long recording history. But I have a new EP coming out that I just finished, right. Four of my songs. And they were done in a very organic way. We decided no drum sets, no electric guitars, no electric instruments. Mm-hmm. It's all acoustic instruments, acoustic bass, acoustic guitars, percussion, congas, timbales, cajon. And so it's very organic, and it's all with a southwestern Aztlan theme, you know. So it's all very southwestern, but very hip.
And it's on vinyl too, right?
It's going to be on vinyl and CD.
Yeah,
and that should be out within the next month.
Okay,
that's exciting.
And it's called Mark Guerrero Southwest Serenade: A Journey Through Aztlan, and Aztlan is the Chicano version of what the Southwest is.
Wow!
So what often many Chicanos call the Southwest.
I'm sure it's going to be a great item to pick up.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure we'll be hearing it on Sabordo Barrio and
course,
many other shows.
Yeah, you will.
Wonderful, wonderful. So we're back to this EP that we're featuring with the interview today. Mark Guerrero sings Lalo Guerrero with the Reckless Night Ensemble. Mark is playing tonight at the Century Room, two back-to-back shows. And promises some Mexicali cool. How would you define Mexicali cool?
Well, I wouldn't call it Mexicali. I'd call it Chicano cool.
Chicano
cool. You know? Ah,
yeah. Nice.
It's it's Chicano. Mexicali is in Mexico. This is very Chicano, and because my dad uses Chicano slang in a lot of these songs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hip talk.
Well, speaking of that, we're going to be playing Los Chucos Suaves.
That's it.
Let's
demonstrate.
Tell me about this song.
Well, that song, Los Chucos Suaves, kind of loosely is translated as the hip cats, the hip dudes, the cool dudes, and it's all about the fact that they used to dance to boogie woogie and all the sort of Anglo rock dances,
right.
And suddenly now they're dancing to the huaracha and the different Latin grooves.
Right.
And that's kind of what it's about.
Here we go.
Antes se bailaba el swing, boogie woogie jitterbug, pero eso ya torció, y esto es lo que sucedió. Los chucos suaves bailan rumba, bailan la rumba y le zumba, bailan guaracha sabrosón, el botecito y el danzón. Los chucos suaves bailan rumba, bailan la rumba y le zumba, bailan guaracha sabrosón, el botecito y el danzón.
los chucos suaves bailan rumba, bailan la rumba y de zumba, bailan guaracha sabrosón, el botecito y el danzón. Cuando empieza a guarachar, al compás de los timbales, yo me siento petatear. Los chucos suaves bailan la rumba y de zumba, bailan guaracha sabrosón, el botecito y el danzón. Los chucos suaves bailan la rumba y de zumba, bailan guaracha sabrosón, el botecito y el danzón.
KXCI Tucson. That was Los Chucos Suaves off of Mark Guerrero Sings Lalo Guerrero with the Reckless Night Ensemble.
Beautiful song,
yes. And we just happened to be visiting with Mark Guerrero, who is in town playing a couple shows tonight at the Century Room. This is KXCI Tucson 91.3 FM. And we also have Pepe from Saborito Barrio here. It's a full house broadcasting live here from Historic Hotel Congress. So we were actually talking about how fun that song is and how the saxophone is amazing in that song. And I hear you will have a saxophone tonight in the ensemble.
We gotta have a saxophone.
Yes, it's very important. I am featuring for Film at 5 today, and normally we don't say it till 5, but it's a quarter of, so we can do it, in honor of you being here and your dad. I'm featuring Zoot Suit, which is the 1981 film starring Daniel Valdez and Edward James Olmos, who is amazing, right?
Oh, God.
And
perfect.
Directed by Louis Valdez and features music by Lalo Guerrero. Do you want to talk about that movie at all?
Yeah, well, I can Reader's Digest.
Yeah.
When Luis Valdez was writing this play, it was started as a play, he needed music for it, and this ethnomusicologist just named Phil Sonics and told him, you got to hear Lalo Guerrero's records. So he brought all the records down. Luis heard it and go, holy crap. And he said it was a gold mine of information. Not only could he use the songs in the play, but he used a lot of what my dad was saying in the dialogue. He learned the slang from it. Because in a lot of the songs, like Chucos Suaves,
right,
my dad not only sings it, but while there's a solo, he's saying all the, orale, ese, right, and he's saying all this stuff. And he's getting, then Luis was taking notes, and it was very important to the right. actual
and also
writing.
Don Tosti was part of that
no.
era too.
Oh yeah, yeah, they, yeah. Not, that, not that,
not
that,
not
play.
In that regard.
Yeah, yeah, he did it too after my dad.
Yeah,
but yeah. So anyway, so it wound up being a hit play, and it had at least four or five of my dad's songs in it, and then it became a movie, and it even went to Broadway for a little while.
Yeah,
1979 was a play. I think 81 it was.
81 was a movie. Yeah. Yeah, so fun. And we'll be playing Lalo's version of Chuco Suave's right at 5 in honor of that film at 5. Zoot Suit, you should watch it. It's very 80s, for sure.
For sure.
So we are here with Pepe from Soporto Barrio and Mark Guerrero, who is son of Tucson's own Lalo Guerrero. And he's playing two back-to-back shows tonight at the Century Room with the Reckless Night Ensemble, one at 7 and one at 9, I hear. And is there anything else you want to say before we send you off for soundcheck?
Well, only that I hope you show up. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's rocking. It's going to be hard to stay in your seat on some of the songs. You got to get up and hop sometimes.
All right.
And we're going to rock it, and I hope to see you there.
And thank you both.
You're going to be in L.A.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do it on June 3rd. We're going to do it
June
in
3rd,
L.A.
June 3rd, we're going to have a gig over there, too.
So, check my website, markguerrero.com, for information.
Great.
And
great.
Look for me on YouTube. Put my name in, and a lot of stuff will pop up.
Yeah.
And thank you, Mark, for coming in here and
welcome,
talking with
us. Thank you for having me.
KXCI audience, we love you, man, and hope the show goes well tonight.
Thank you.
Sold out, I hope.
Yes, and I love Tucson.
Yeah, and Tucson loves you.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for joining. And thanks for tuning in to KXCI.